From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is taking a page from the House of Representatives when it comes to debating Iraq. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he wants the Senate to break its procedural deadlock by taking up the House's streamlined Iraq bill.
We demand an up or down vote on the resolution that the House is debating as we speak. A resolution that says we support the troops and we oppose the escalation of the presence in Iraq.
Reid says the Senate will hold a vote this Saturday on whether to move forward.
Over in the House, things are moving forward ahead of a vote tomorrow. The debate continued for a third straight day. Each member has been given 5 minutes to speak on the floor.
This resolution does not help make progress in Iraq. It does not provide a new approach in Iraq.
I'm not ashamed that I want my troops to come home. I'm not ashamed to say that the babies that have died in Iraq that come from Cleveland...
It is stunning to me that this body will consume over 36 hours of floor debate on a non-binding resolution.
The president's escalation plan offers an illusion, but only the real hope is that it offers a Pyrrhic victory at best.
The voices of Democrat Bill Pascrell of New Jersey, Republican Bill Sally of Idaho, Democrat Stephanie Tubbs-Jones of Ohio, and Republican Jeff Davis of Kentucky.